Well, joining me for the first time in 2017, meteorologist Martin Babican joins us for another year. And good morning, Martin.
Good morning to you, Shane.
I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and New Year.
Thank you, it was wonderful. I was really enjoyed it with my grandchildren, with my family. Everything was perfect.
Fantastic. And looking forward to what you've got for us this year. And I believe a couple of records so far. 2016 was very warm indeed. And also the January we're just coming to an end of, that's been very warm too.
It is. The conditions. We spoke before last year how the southern annual mode, the wind pattern around Antarctica is pushing towards north, pushing toward Australia, are changing our pressure patterns around the continent. And that pressure patterns virtually bringing different conditions, different weather patterns towards us. High pressure is very blocked. And then by the time high pressure is blocked, it means it's dragging more dry continental air from central Australia towards us now. And that's what's causing with the heat wave.
Yes, and I guess the question is too, Martin, are we going to see any relief in sight?
No, not at this stage. Not at this stage, because I'm just monitoring it now, seeing how conditions are changing. I reckon we're going to see more hot conditions, heat wave conditions affecting us at this stage. And so just I'm looking at how the climate pattern is emerging and how seasonal outlook are virtually emerging with this weather pattern. It means the whole East New South Wales, dry conditions likely over eastern part of New South Wales completely. February is likely to be drier in the southern and central New South Wales. February to April rainfall is likely to be below average in some part of eastern and central Australia. Historically speaking, this is a very, very difficult weather pattern at this time of year to say how could you predict the accuracy of this weather pattern. It is somewhat patchy, but I think we're going to monitor and see what's going to happen. So we're looking at, is it low accuracy or high accuracy of this weather pattern? At this stage, we don't understand it, but we're still monitoring it, how this weather pattern is emerging and how these weather conditions are virtually emerging and how these patterns are working together to virtually come this weather pattern, which is affecting us across. Well, looking at the weekly outlook, now there's a weather situation. A trough will keep central Australia hot. This is what I was talking about. And draw the hot winds across New South Wales. And that hot winds will move towards the Hunter region and across the Gloucester region. And then there's a cold front will push cool winds across the southern and western part of New South Wales. So there's two systems. A trough line directing hot air towards us, dry continental air mass, and there's a front from the west trying to push a colder from the south. So two systems are pushing all these hot conditions towards us at this stage. And this is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. All these weather conditions are affecting that pattern all over us. Warm conditions, winds ahead of the trough lines are hot and moving towards the Hunter region, towards the Gloucester area. Now, this is an important element, weather pattern. I mean, I was looking at this one, how this weather is going to affect the wine industry, because wine industry depends heavily on the temperature before the harvest, or the type of grape and what sort of flavor developed within grape. This is a very important issue. That's the reason we'd like to virtually make sure our forecast not only affect Gloucester, I'm going to focus on Hunter region too to give them some ideas how the weather is emerging, what weather conditions is going to be important for them for the season, for wine season, coming season ahead. So looking at weather forecast for Gloucester and looking at them from Tuesday the 31st of January, week one, till 6th of February, Monday, in the week one. The conditions are today, few clouds, maximum temperature about 39 degrees, hot conditions, humidity 27%, soil moisture is going to remain 20%, soil temperature 28 degrees. On Wednesday, some cloud, partly cloudy, maximum temperature about 36 degrees. On Thursday, possible showers, and then maximum temperature 36 degrees. On Friday, it's going to be possibility of very unstable weather patterns because of the frontal system approaching us with instability, hot air, humidity. There's a good possibility that we might get some strong thunderstorms activity, possibility of storm thunderstorms activity developing within the region with maximum temperature 35 degrees. Humidity 36%, and I'm expecting 2.5 millimeters only showers. And the soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 27 degrees. Looking on Saturday, partly sunny, looking at maximum temperature 38 degrees. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 38 degrees, relative humidity 20%. On Monday, I'm looking at few clouds, maximum temperature 38 degrees, 19% humidity, soil moisture 20%, soil temperatures about 27 degrees. Looking at for week two, from 7th to 13th of February, this is a different pattern altogether. On 7th, I'll say some rain is developing with maximum temperature 35 degrees, humidity rising to 62%, about 5.8 millimeters possibility of some rain developing within the region. And then soil moisture drops to about 18%, soil temperature 27 degrees. On Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 31. On Thursday, unstable weather conditions, storms possible, about 4 to 10 millimeters of rain possible, with 20% moisture of the soil and 26% temperature. Friday rain, maximum 33, about 10 millimeters. Saturday, few cloud, 35 degrees maximum temperature. Relative humidity 44%, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum 35, and then 44% humidity, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 26 degrees. This is weather forecast for Hunter Valley. For Gloucester area. Hunter Valley forecast, looking at wind is going to be northwesterlies for today, 15 to 25, increasing to 30 to 45 kilometers per hour. It's going to be a hot, partly cloudy day with maximum temperature 41 degrees. This is at Hunter Valley. And looking at Wednesday, looking at possible afternoon showers, maximum temperature 37, relative humidity 25%, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 28 degrees. On Thursday, hot, very hot conditions, maximum temperature 39 degrees, and then soil moisture is going to be 15%, soil temperature 27 degrees. On Friday, still that instability, frontal passage, I'm expecting thunderstorms activity. There is a possible at Hunter Valley, humidity 35%, 2.8 millimeters, showers passing through this storm, and then soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 27. On Saturday, hot, maximum temperature 40 degrees, with relative humidity 38%, soil temperature 17%, and soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 28 degrees. On Sunday, very hot, looking at the maximum temperature 43 degrees, and then relative humidity 20%, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature 29 degrees. On Monday, very hot again, looking at humidity 18%, soil moisture 15%, soil temperature is going to be 29 degrees. And week two, from 7th to 13th of February, looking at Tuesday, some rain, maximum 36, 5.8 millimeters of rain. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum 32 degrees, and then humidity 51%, soil moisture is going to be 17%, soil temperature 25 degrees. On Thursday, there's a possibility of thunderstorms activity, about 10 millimeters of showers possible with the storms passing through on Thursday the 9th. Soil moisture is 18%, soil temperature 25 degrees. On Friday, I'm expecting some light showers increasing to rain, about 9 millimeters possibility, maximum temperature 33 degrees. Soil moisture is going to be 18%, soil temperature 24 degrees. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum 35. On Sunday, few clouds, maximum 36. So that's how the weather patterns emerging. Very unstable weather patterns, very hot conditions. And the second week, starting from 7th of February, I think it's going to get some more showers, some more thunderstorms activity. First week is going to be mostly dry.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And we pray that we will get a reprieve of this very hot conditions very soon. But thanks again for your time.
Thank you very much.
And for more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.